Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So yesterday we passed 500,000 dead from the virus. The Biden administration says that hopefully everyone will be vaccinated by the end of July. Some states rolling things out really well. In fact, my friend Harvey Kay said he was able to get both of his shots in Wisconsin, and they had a really efficient system of running them through the university auditorium. Got tons of people vaccinated. Whereas my friend in Ohio says, hey, you know, I got to go find a grocery store with a pharmacy 2 hours away that do four people an hour. We got to do better. And yet I have another friend who's telling me, hey, things are calming down, but March is going to be really bad. So let's not be talking about it's over just yet. And here to share some thoughts on where we are, maybe just throw some cold water on the, hey, we're going to get past it today. Thoughts. I've asked our good friend, Dr. Kelly Senholz, to come talk with us. Dr. Senholz, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I was feeling a little bit better. Things seem to be going in the right direction. I have some faith in the Biden administration, especially when I hear things like from my friend Harvey Kay and said, hey, we're getting it done. I got some hope.
Well, I've had a couple of weeks here of feeling great. Everybody seems to be settling down. We're reaching a routine. The anti-mask stuff even seemed to settle down a little bit. So there was just this breathing room. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I think we're all ready for this to be over.
Well, I have some bad news then. Coldwater Senholz is here to share with you what's happening in California. We have a situation where the virus mutation in California has now reached, it's a majority of the virus. Many people were saying, why is it that California is having all this problem? Why are they, they wear masks a lot. They're really good. What's happening here? And I think we got the answer. We definitely have a mutation there that appears to be more infectious. There are multiple opinions about how infectious it is, but that is a bad thing. Also, there's a little bit of information starting to come that it may be more severe. It may attack the lungs harder than the regular virus. So it may increase the death rate. So the good news is we had a little breather here, and it's been great. And the bad news is we're about to hit another mountain. The recommendation is that everybody needs to wear tight-fitting masks.
Right.
It appears that the recommendation for cloth masks is going to go away. And the reason is that because this virus is more infectious, they've measured twice as many viral particles in the nose of people that have this new mutation. And therefore, the mask has to be tight-fitting around your face.
So all of those masks that everyone was diligently making are now, well, worthless.
Well, no, actually.
Is that what you're telling me?
You can wear the tight-fitting KN masks that seal to your face pretty well, and then you put one of the cloth masks over the top of it just to help an additional layer of filtering. All of the physicians are highly recommending double masking now, and to try to use the tight-fitting mask against your face. I wanted to point out, I've seen people do this where they put the cloth mask over their mouth and then they put the tight-fitting one over it. That's not right. You need to put the tight-fitting mask against your face and then use the cloth one over the top as like a little final drape.
Yeah. What about the, because I've been looking at these plastic shields, people like welders masks. No welders masks?
No welders masks. This is, we do have information that people who wear glasses are getting infected less frequently. So having covering over your eyes is a good thing. But those masks, I mean, you can see the air just comes right around them. They're really good for splatter.
Right.
So if you were in a situation where you're starting IVs or somebody's coughing and you don't want to get those particles in your eyes, those are the kind of things you would wear them for, but not for everyday wear. They really don't do much for stopping the virus.
Yeah, so now, as you know, one of my friends has pointed out that they're expecting a spike come middle of March. Or is this what you're expecting as well?
Some of the graphs show middle, late March, maybe even early April. But at some point, this virus mutation that is the majority of COVID in California now is going to spread across the country. And when it does, and of course, everybody's excited. They're getting their vaccinations. They want to get back on the road. But the problem is there's some evidence this new mutation also doesn't work well with the vaccine. And also people that have had COVID, the antibodies they may have are not going to react well for this new mutation. So all the things we've been doing, we still need to do. We need to, you know, keep people from getting sick, keep people from dying, keep people from having long-term disability. But the point is we may need to make a new vaccination. I did read that the vaccination companies are stating that the new vaccine will be much easier to make. It'll go faster, and they're already on it. So hopefully by the time we start going up that hill again,
right,
They'll be able to come out with a new vaccine.
So basically, if I'm hearing you right, I guess this is a nightmare scenario then, because all the people that we've vaccinated now, if you're right, they're going to have to be vaccinated again.
I believe that, and nobody has said that. I'm saying that nobody has said that, but often when I say these things, that's what happens. The problem is this: if the old vaccine, which aims at, again, the crown, the little filaments that stick out of the side of the virus, they're going to have to develop a new vaccine that is going to hit the new virus. And we're just going to have to, it's a combination effort. The scientists are doing their part. They're keeping up with the research. They're hitting it hard. We need to do our part, and that is to decrease transmission as much as possible to save lives.
And that comes back to the masks, the distancing, the washing of the hands, and all of that stuff.
Yep, right on, brother. It's, you know, I heard some talking heads saying, oh, by summer, everything's going to be back to normal. It'll be really great. And I allowed myself to have that fantasy for a little bit because it just feels good.
No, I've been wanting to have that too.
Oh, my gosh, doesn't it feel good? I mean, just to have a little hope that we're on our way out of this. But the truth is, you know, nothing ever goes smoothly entirely, and we're going to hit some bumps, and we're going to handle it together. And now we have leadership. We have somebody who is having COVID meetings every day, who's on top of what is happening, who has competent scientists who are directing the flow of information and the flow of science, the flow of materials. It is entirely a different situation, and I do think a lot of the people that were mask deniers, or you know, they may even still be on the Trump train, but they've seen people die, they've seen people get really sick, and they are starting to wake up that, you know what, our economy is not going to come back till we get rid of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, and look, I'm worried that you've got Republicans, and I'm worried that a Democrat holds up this rescue plan, which forces people to make other decisions that they would have to make to be able to keep a roof over their head and food on the table, and other decisions that are going to have to be made if we don't get this rescue money into state and local governments that need it. I'm just worried about how that looks as well, and how this all plays into prolonging this crisis And there's part of me, and this is the jaded, cynical part of me sometimes that grabs me, that some people are probably hoping for this just purely so Biden fails.
Yes, I have felt a resurgence of this fighting back kind of thing, the lie, Ron Johnson sitting there today telling absolutely outrageous lies about the attack on the Capitol, re-energizing the people with the guns. I mean, they're absolutely, but hopefully they're on their last gasp. We have to keep on these Democrats like crazy to make them do what we can see. Ron Johnson is compromised. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that. And when you hear them saying, well, I hope that's not the case, it's like, what are you talking about? You know it's the case. Why are you saying that? So, you know, the big picture is, as long as we have this virus circulating at levels we do, we are a vulnerable country. This is a serious security issue for our country, and it's a serious economic issue for our country. Every single patriotic American should be doing everything they can to pull back this virus and to help tamp down the spread, because I just had a friend talking about how, you know, he had the virus 6 months ago. It's like, oh, my antibodies are probably gone now, you know. It's like back to square one. Many people that got it back in March and April and the summer had antibodies and they're wearing off and they haven't been vaccinated yet.
No, which means we need to get more of this done and more of it done quickly.
More of it done quickly and pass the relief bill.
Yeah, it seems to be the first step in this. And then it comes down to the rest of us just doing the right thing, which I got to be honest, I don't have a lot of faith in Americans doing the right thing. To steal a quote from I can't remember the old guy from Britain. Why can't I remember the World War II? It was Churchill.
Oh, Churchill, yeah.
How do I forget Winston Churchill, who was supposedly had said Americans always do the right thing after doing everything else first?
And apparently that's exactly what we're doing. And the problem is we don't have time for that. I don't know. I wish there was some way I could get across to people. We have huge issues with our environment. We have huge economic issues. We have, you know, the beginning of inflation setting in. We have people that are struggling, that have been struggling because of the virus and because of the economy, that are not stable. They don't have extra anything. They don't. If we hit another disaster like Texas had, we're going to run out of steam here.
Yeah. No, it's scary stuff. We definitely
got to get this virus.
Got to get this done. Got to do the right thing and do it right. Well, now this will be the fifth time. We're down the road. I guess we've tried everything else. Let's do the right thing this time.
Right on.
But Dr. Senholz, I appreciate the time and the thoughts. Stay safe. Keep the faith.
You too.
Good stuff, our good friend Dr. Kelly Senholz. And look, you know, I've been saying this for a while. I want it to end just as much as anyone else, probably more so. We've got three kids in our house, and they're ready to go. They want to do other things, and I want them to. I think that's another thing that my wife and I agree on. I want them to. Let's take a quick break, right back to wrap things up. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.